stopped pitying myself and life changed. Greetings. I want to write about myself and the great power of the spiritual egregor that I encountered in this life. I'm an ordinary woman, and my spiritual journey has been quite ordinary. My former husband, unable to cope with inflation, left me in the maternity ward with a newborn baby. I pushed myself to the limit. I didn't want to live. I knelt down and prayed to God, hoping everything would change and he would acknowledge his child. That didn't happen. And how grateful I am to him for everything now. I would never have changed myself, and my life would have continued on its usual path. A friend led me to an elder, a healer. She comforted me as best as she could, but it wasn't enough for me. The church didn't call me either. I went to the tomb of a saint, and though I came home feeling uplifted as if with wings, it was only a weak consolation. I began to read Orthodox prayers myself, with tears streaming down my face and fears for my children standing behind me, but I prayed anyway. I felt that I could help my children if I sincerely asked God for their well-being. On one of those days, God brought a person to me who was walking the spiritual path. Everything was new and unusual for me. I learned to forgive people and situations and let go of my husband. I cleared away all the negativity that had accumulated over the years of my sorrow. In the bitter cold of winter, I walked without a hat, not feeling cold. The Lord was invisibly with me, warming me with his love. The most important thing I realized then was that there was no need to complain and lament about fate. With our own hands and thoughts, we build our present and future. So many wonderful people entered my life who sincerely sacrificed food for me and my children, which was crucial for us at that time. I was afraid to start over at the age of 35. I had a lot of blocks within me. I seemed good to everyone outwardly, with zero self-respect. Naturally, I started to get sick on a physical level. I got tired of pitying myself, and I started to act. First, I learned to knit socks, and we lived thanks to them for a whole year. I prayed in a spiritual community and felt the power of collective prayer. My soul trembled in the streams of divine love. Several more years passed, and one summer day, an amazing scarlet lily bloomed on my window. For several years prior, it had not bloomed, so I felt that this was a sign from above, indicating that new events awaited me. Events that would drastically change my life. By the way, the lily had 5 flowers on it. A teacher from the spiritual egregor came to our town, and we listened to her with bated breath. How could I have ever imagined that the egregor is real? It's everywhere! It exists! As a teenager, I read about the Rorix in a magazine, a small article about the Himalayas, and I vaguely heard somewhere that there is such a wonderful country of the enlightened, where an ordinary person cannot come, and which they will never see. When the teacher gave us the mantra of the spiritual egregor. Such a powerful energy surged in my chest. I felt in my heart that this was what I had been searching for, what I had been striving for. Communicating with spiritual teachers gave me such elevated states that I cannot express them in words. Streams of grace enveloped me. I wanted to cry out of happiness. I clasped my hands to my chest and prayed, Lord, send me a little prayer so that I can help people and tell them about this great saving knowledge. Money was scarce at that time, but I didn't think about it. I only asked God to let me attend the seminar for all 5 days. All my sensations, feelings changed. I felt the presence of the Master everywhere and learned so many wonderful practices. I was willing to wash the walls in the room where we studied just to see the teachers more and more who bring true knowledge to people. I felt as if I was flying. There was such an energy surge that I didn't want to eat or drink, only study and study. The most amazing thing was on the last day. I went through the first initiation, the cosmic one. The Master gave me an individual praying for healing, mantras for success and well-being in the family. With all my heart, I felt that if you sincerely give yourself to God, gifts will be given to you generously. I left in a state of overwhelming joy from love and support I felt with the prayer, knowing that it was truly mine. It didn't matter what my family environment was like then, what problems I had. I knew everything would be fine. The Lord would solve all my current problems. I work with people, and at that time, I was giving injections to a little boy. I had such a spiritual uplift that ordinary people rejoiced in me as if I were their own. You can't describe the state. You have to experience it, feel it with every fiber of your being. The most amazing thing came later, when I started regularly receiving newsletters and Telegram channel with new practices and recommendations from my teachers. I immediately felt that I wasn't forgotten. Before the second seminar, we were practicing with a group, and I saw such images that I couldn't forget, nor did I want to. So much light and love come from animated cartoons. They are simply masterpieces. So much grace that I wanted to do more practices. Just meditate on the Master, as recommended in the cartoon. So the second seminar arrived, and so many new and interesting things came into my life. Energy, harmony, love, grace. The teachers of the great egregor brought us so many gifts, even the names speak for themselves. Magic of Cleopatra, spirits of the elements, chakra harmonization, spiritual sun. You have to feel all this. Pass it through your heart and open your heart. Only then does the wonderful divine flow lift you up to the heavenly garden enveloping you with universal resounding love. After the second initiation, I am happy. I know that the master knows everything about his disciples and generously bestows upon them what they deserve. If you sincerely open yourself to the divine flow, detach, and rely only on God, you will appreciate it. And everything is given to us according to our devotion and openness. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.